it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Boyfriends Sean Moore and Daniel Edwards have been together for about a year and a half. Recently, the couple went to see the movie Moonlight, about a boy growing up amidst poverty and substance abuse. Seeing the film stirred Sean and prompted a trip to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, where the couple discussed how Sean's relationship with his parents has affected him as an adult.
It's absolutely affected how I disclose how I'm feeling about things. I think growing up in that space where our family dealt with issues of addiction, being homeless, moving constantly. And a lot of that was around my father's drug use, sliding in and out of addiction, which affected finances for the family. We didn't tell anybody. Like, my grandma didn't know, my mom's brother, like, family didn't know what was going on. It was something that was between the three of us. So if you can navigate that and show up in the world normal, why can't you do that with anything else? And that's a lot of the mindset that I've had.
Why do you want to change that mindset now?
It's not healthy. I think looking at my past successful relationships, and primarily I'm talking about like with my close friends, there's been a level of vulnerability. And I think that's what makes that work. And I know like moving forward, like even, you know, with you, it's understanding that that is a dynamic to a strong relationship. I want to be able to deal with those kind of things and wield them in a way that it's powerful and it's not manifesting in a conquering type way. I think that's been the biggest flip, is realizing that by not talking about it, it's still a burden on your shoulder. And that is triggering, like you go to the movies and it's triggering. You know, it's those kind of things that I don't want to give it that much power. And I think by suppressing it, I thought I had the power, and it still has the power because there's energy going towards holding it back.
Have you had any type of conversation like this with either of your parents?
No, I haven't.
Will you?
I guess it's trying to figure out what that door looks like.
How is your dad now?
I think in a place of apology without ever apologizing.
What does that look like?
There's an extra energy around trying to be involved. That's been a struggle with me, is just, you know, trying to meet him where he's at. And just because you're ready to deal with it doesn't mean that I am. But he tries. He tries.
How are you?
It's just bringing up a lot. But I'm good. I think in the last few years, I've really been trying to understand where family fits and what their place looks like in the future. And so I'm always in this constant flux of, you know, how to repair, or does it need to be repaired, or, you know, is it worth repairing? So I don't know. I don't know where I'm actually at in that journey right now. I'm appreciative to be able to have done this and address it, even if it's not with them yet. But to be able to talk about it, I think, is probably one of the first steps. So that's been helpful in a lot of ways, because I would never want any of the things that I saw growing up to ever manifest in my relationship with you.
That was Sean Moore with his boyfriend, Daniel Edwards. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Do you have a memorable experience from overseas, or a trip you took with a friend that you two would like to share and remember? Why not book some special time with them at the StoryCorps booth? To learn more, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.